Can you talk a little bit about the retrospective analysis that was conducted at MD Anderson on patients who received bevacizumab after it was approved?
We encouraged one of our fellows to go back and look at those patients. And then after getting IRB approval, we actually end up with a group of fellows doing kind of a joint effort in looking at the first cohort of patients who were treated MD Anderson with bevacizumab once the drug was approved. So we have a group of patients who received bevacizumab in first and second line, and those patients have received both FOLFOX and FOLFIRI or similar regimens. And we learned a couple of interesting things looking at those patients. First is that the toxicity profile for those patients receiving FOLFOX or FOLFIRI with bevacizumab is very similar. You do have the small differences as expected with a little bit more alopecia with FOLFIRI than FOLFOX, more peripheral neuropathy with FOLFOX than FOLFIRI. But it does not seem that the bevacizumab-related side effects are any different when you use one regimen than the other. The second thing is that the response rate for both regimens was very similar and close to 70% for both. So showing that the results that we're achieving with our phase two on a more selected patient population is not that different than what we see on a more representative population, if you will, including all patients that were treated. This is certainly a retrospective study, so it needs to be taken with a grain of salt, the results in the response rate, but they were very good as well.
How many patients?
About 100 patients. Close to 100 patients were analyzed. The final thing that we thought was interesting to look at was the impact of having the primary tumor in place. Because as you know, there is some concern that if patients with metastatic colorectal cancer were to receive their bevacizumab with the primary tumor in place, they would have a higher chance of a tumor perforation. And we do not know yet if this is a fact or not. Now, with the limitations of a small, relatively small population, but not that small, we decided to look into this. And about two-thirds of our patients had had the primary removed and one-third did not. So we grouped them together and decided to look at the risk of perforation, and we did not see any significant difference between the two groups. Now, you could argue that with less than 100 patients, it would be hard to see a difference, but at least we can say that if there is a difference, it's not a striking one, and it seems that patients with primary in place can be treated with bevacizumab relatively safely, not having a tremendously increased risk of bowel perforation. Of course, we hope that future trials that look at this prospectively will confirm or not this observation.